Why does it take so long between product ships? It doesn't take long between product ships as a general rule. It doesn't have to take long. One of the questions that comes up a lot about UConn is why is it taking so long between SQL Server 2000 and UConn, which is a long product cycle for our standards. One of the things is we took on an awful lot of very big challenges in this release. And if you take a look at some of the things we're doing in this release, we're integrating the CLR into SQL Server Engine. We're taking a technology which is designed to run as an application server, if you will, as part of IIS or in smart clients. We're going to host it inside SQL Server. That all by itself is a phenomenal engineering challenge. One of the things we understand in SQL Server is we're pretty smart about memory and thread management in terms of database workloads. So we have our own threading and memory management layer that lives inside of our server. And in general, we'll be smarter about how to use those resources than the CLR and the frameworks will be, because they're designed for a very broad usage. We're very narrow. So we've done a ton of work with the CLR team in particular around building a set of hosting APIs, which are fully public and other people can use, to allow us in SQL Server to, when the CLR needs memory, it gets it from the SQL Server memory manager. When it needs threads, it gets those from the SQL Server memory manager. That's a huge, hard engineering task, and it's taking a long time. Integration of XML into the databases. We've taken XML and made it a native type and added XQuery technologies, which is a different approach than other vendors have taken, where they've built a separate standalone XML database because they didn't want to mesh the two technologies. Well, we believe the right answer is to leverage all the things that we understand in the database engineering world, like how to do backups, restores, security, how to lock things, and have XML as another type of storage for that. It did require some changes in what we had in SQL Server. So again, a big engineering challenge. If I look at something like data transformation services, we quadrupled the size of the team and the product is just so much more powerful and broader in scope. So to answer the question about why does it take long, in UConn's case, it's taken a long time because we've attacked a huge number of problems, some of which are very big and broad and require complex, really hard engineering problems. And we also know that as a product unit, the quality bar goes up with every single release. If we ship UConn on the day it RTMs at the same performance and quality levels that SQL 2000 was on the day it shipped, then in reality, to many people in this team, we will have failed. Because the goal is to take things forward in every release. So it has to, the stress rates have to be running for longer. We have to be running more tests than we did in SQL 2000. The playbacks have to run faster, and we have to have more of them, to use the analogy I had earlier on. So I think the large engineering challenge, I think the focus on raising the quality bar to the next level, and I also think security is something that when we started UConn, we were thinking about security, but during the life of UConn, security has become the single most important thing that we do at Microsoft. And so we've revisited some things. We've taken things out, we've re-engineered things, and that takes time.